Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another edition of I Should Not Have Said That with the Dashleys. I am your host, Dallin Seeley, along with my co-host, my partner in crime, Ashley.
Ashley, yes. Hi, we're back. We've been on a cruise. School has started for everyone.
Lots has happened. Lots we need to catch up on. Lots of segments.
So many
the segments. The best segments.
I just love the segments.
Love the segments.
I like something to be in charge, whether it's a real person or something I created to direct me. Stupid thing to say.
Well, hopefully you saw the cruise vlog because we captured most of it and we gave our synopsis analysis of whether or not it's worth it to take kids on a cruise.
Give it again to the podcast people. What was the best part of the cruise for you?
Just for me personally, I loved going down the fjord and just taking it all in. So beautiful. Love really Alaska. So pretty up there.
Although the fjord this time was a little bit like positive attitude. So great and beautiful.
Waterfalls just falling just down so these beautiful. Giant rock cliffs with pine trees. The water's so blue.
However, if I were to compare it to another fjord I've been on in Alaska.
Tracy Arm Fjord.
It was kind of like, okay.
Maybe not as majestic. And the ship didn't go up all the way to the glacier.
It really just felt like we were about to get to the pretty stuff when the ship turned around.
Yeah.
But that's my take on it. My grandparents.
Well, I was going to get there.
My grandparents were just floored.
No, it was so pretty. And that's the prettiest part of the vlog too.
I just feel like my generation's attitude compared to my grandparents is starkly different in that they're just like, oh, so great. And Dallin and I are over here like, well, the food's about a 7. Could have been a 10.
I don't know.
And say 7. We've been to a better fjord. So what's next, Royal Caribbean?
Oh my gosh. Yeah, is that good or bad?
I don't know.
There's good things about tradition and bad things. Like the dogma is probably tradition. Bad. But tradition, I feel like previous generations are more steeped in tradition than Gen Z and millennials.
I really just think they appreciate things. I think Great Depression.
Maybe me and you have been there, done that a little bit more too. We were very fortunate in that we've traveled a lot.
Cruise. They just,
that's what I was just saying.
They're just, the world is just beautiful.
I mean,
I think it might be my grandparents.
Beautiful
Maybe
place
other
to
grandparents
be.
Are different, but everywhere they go, they're just like, oh, that scenic drive, really just so great.
It's because they're not glued to their phones 24/7, constantly getting dopamine hits by scrolling, and they are more attuned
to just the yourself.
Pleasures
you are not
of
describing
everyday
me.
Life. Yeah, I'm probably describing myself.
And I still, the food was 6 out of 10.
Desensitized to the beauty of a flower because I just need Instagram to give me hilarious memes all day in order to feel something.
If only you had a great, great camera to take a picture of that flower and post it so people could tell you what great pictures you take
there
of
we
beautiful
go.
Flowers.
Social reinforcement.
There it is. And then you're happy. Something else made you happy this what? Week. Well, let me just tell you guys. Dallin comes from a long line of stock market gambling addicts. His family will deny it, but from an outsider's perspective, they're all just gamblers, okay? And Dallin got the gene. So we've recently been like putting some savings in the stock market, and I thought it would just make us happy and feel secure.
Not in Robinhood.
Not Dallin.
Notifications day. All day. Your stock's up 5%. Your stock's down 10%.
It's been like another member of our marriage, the stock market. It closes at like 3 our time. When does it close?
Like 2.
2. And the tension in our house is just...
Maybe 1:30.
It's like the tide.
Well,
leaves.
Now a lot of the NASDAQ, a lot of tech stocks are open 24 hours a day.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So it was affecting our life in the negative, driving me insane, making Dallin either so happy or just he hates his life.
High highs and low lows.
There's no middle ground. It's just like I have gambled and won or I have gambled and lost every day. Okay.
Here's the thing about the stock
market. We're not like putting money in and out. It's just what's happening on the daily. And turns out a lot happens on the daily. Never knew.
I still remember going over to my great grandpa Carl's house, named after him. And he's sitting there glued in front of the TV, just watching the ticker go by.
That's what you
all
do.
Day.
Dallin does that on his phone. Then Dallin woke up one morning and was like, enough. I am done with this. Took it all out, put it into a savings fund.
Hey, there are lots of savings accounts out there that are earning like what? 4.5, 4.9% interest. That's pretty good. Yeah. Just for sitting there, not even tied up in a CD or anything.
That's a win. Our life changed dramatically again. Calm seas at the Seeley household until yesterday. And I thought we were done. I thought we were past it. And I thought we were just savings account people. And Dallin comes up to me and he's like, guess what?
Okay, NVIDIA. What's
the company? What is NVIDIA, the company?
NVIDIA makes chips for all these AI powered.
NVIDIA makes like chips like for computer companies. It's like you're cheating on your goal. Your goal is to not do this and you can't not do it. You're still sitting up at night reading about companies.
I gambled a little. Look, you can't go in the stock market expecting short-term gains unless you want to be a gambler. You can go into the stock market with a reasonable amount of certainty that you can get long-term gains of 10% if you're diversified appropriately.
This is the caveat that Dallin says to himself, and then what did you do yesterday?
I put a good old chunk in NVIDIA right before their earnings call because they performed really well last quarter.
You're not living unless you're gambling.
You ain't living unless you're gambling. That's gonna be my first tattoo.
Guess what? It panned out. Dallin made a little bit of money and now we're right back on the addiction train. Oh,
I sold it. Well, actually I left a little bit in there, but
that was your plan the whole time to quick sell, right?
It was my plan. Yeah. Yep. It was, but now I have a little bit left in NVIDIA and I'm going to it's going to be long-term. I haven't even checked it today. I will hope you know it's almost 2 p.m.
Stop it.
And I have not checked it once today.
I need to know if we're going to have a good day or a bad day.
No, we're having a good day.
I know,
good day, baby.
You're going to check it.
I ain't gonna.
You're gonna.
It's probably down.
Okay, tell everyone how you felt yesterday after you did it and it worked.
It was a friggin' rush. It's like I won the jackpot.
You did. The jackpot.
Here's the thing about the stock market. If you want...
Tell yourself again.
If you want... I've talked to a few friends about it and they're like, I don't know how to get started. I don't know how to diversify. Here's the easiest way to do it.
Okay.
We've read up on it and learned about it. And Dave Ramsey Tony
Robbins. Doesn't do it the Dave Ramsey
Tony way. Robbins book, index funds. There's the Vanguard S&P 500 index fund is called VFIAX. You can do that through Vanguard or Robinhood. It's called VOO.
But where do you go if you
want to
look at
it every day?
Just go there,
put money in the S&P 500. You can reasonably expect over the long term to make 10% back. 7.4% after adjusting for historical average inflation.
I hear that and I trust it and I'm good to go for 50 years.
50?
You hear it and you're like, well, I'm going to be checking that every day.
I was, but then I realized my risk tolerance is not up there. I mean, I've already maxed it out with having a little bit in crypto drive me bonkers. I'm just hoping in 2030 it will be worth it. But as of right now, I'm just cannot even freaking think that it's real money because it stresses me out too much.
It could be real money if we just took it right
on out. We could just sell it. But then in 2030, we would either be glad we sold it in 2023 or we'd be kicking ourselves because it would now be worth millions of dollars.
Feels like a gamble.
Hell yeah.
Dallin's goal is to win the lottery in some way.
It's an investment if it's for the long term.
No, yeah. You're a lottery guy.
2030, I am really hoping that I'm setting us up for success and happiness and financial independence in 2030.
Yeah, that's your job and my job is to make sure in case that doesn't work, we're still good to go.
Okay.
When in 30 years, teamwork. In 30 years, if it doesn't work out and you're just sad and depressed, I'll come tap you on the shoulder and be like, Dallin, look behind you. And you'll see
that time.
And you'll see everything I built with tried and true and
whatever. 2030, we're going to be in front of paying our house off and you're going to be like, thank you.
No, in 2030, you're going to be like,
investments
Ash,
8 years ago.
We can pay off the house. And I'll be like, Dal, I already did.
Okay.
It's already been done.
That'd be cool. Then it'll be like, let's go on a cruise to Europe.
Be like, it's already done, man.
Take the year long cruise.
I don't know.
It's like $58,000.
While we were on the cruise ship, they passed around this paper like, hey, you guys want to book another cruise? Yeah. And on the paper were the year-long cruises. And it looked magnificent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I
bet. And we wondered to ourselves, because by day 6 of a cruise, you're like, how do I go home and make my own food?
Well, there
comes
a
cruise, you just wake up and as a family, you walk to your meal and then you go do something. And then as a family, you walk to your meal. It's like summer camp.
I mean, if you do
that
the math.
That could be every day. It's like a commune where you just show up for mealtime.
$58,000 divided by 12 is
$4,800
a month. So
what is 50? Where'd you get 58,000?
That's how much the year-long cruise is. I think it's
for
300 days or something.
For a person?
I found it. This is Royal Caribbean's Ultimate World Cruise. It's 274 nights. The pricing is per person. Interior rooms paying in full with a savings of 10% start at $53,000 a person. Ocean view rooms are $58,000. Balcony staterooms are $74,000.
a junior suite is $105,000 per person. And then if you want other suites, you have to call and talk to them because those are bonkers. I've seen, you know, those viral posts that go around on Instagram. I saw one where a guy did the math. He was like a single dude or something, and he found out that it was worth it. He was saving money by living on a cruise ship, he did that.
Like some,
and he went on a year-long cruise, and he actually saved money compared to what he was spending at his with his house and or rent on an apartment or whatever, like, and older, food budget and all that.
I've heard of older couples, instead of going to like
a nursing home,
like an assisted living or like a senior, like they don't need help, but they're living in like a senior neighborhood. Yeah. Uh-huh. It's cheaper. It, depending on which one you're going to, a cruise is sometimes cheaper. Just living on a cruise ship forever.
I wonder how many people there are that are getting off weekly and just hopping right back on.
Is there a special door? Do they have to go through the line every time?
Probably.
Like if their customs line?
I don't know. That's living, baby. L-I-V-I-N, living.
Living.
Maybe that'll be us when we're 55, 60.
Yeah.
65, 70.
Yeah, maybe.
Cool.
I'll never know.
I said one more thing. If you want more specifics about the high interest savings accounts that we're like using, Apple has one through Goldman Sachs. It's right on your iPhone. It was like 4.1% last I checked. Like, that's really good compared to like the 0.1% that most banks have, like money market.
It's not like the ones where you have to keep it in a long time.
No, it's just you put it in there and boom, it's all of a sudden making 4.1. The one that I'm in right now is Robinhood. It's 4.9% just for having your money chilling there. Take it out anytime. And you all you have to do is sign up to be a gold member, which is $5 a month. But what? So if you're making back more than that in interest, which we are, then it's worth it.
Chill.
Yeah.
Let's see. What are you watching these days, Dal? What's the show?
We started watching Suits. Did we already talk about that?
I just fall asleep. It's good. This is no indication of its level of goodness. But I fall asleep every episode.
If you want to just up your, like, feeling like you're a bit of a bad A negotiator a little bit, watch that show.
It's
a, give you confidence to go out and just talk back to somebody a little more strongly than you usually do.
It's about this kid who makes a living taking the bar, the big law school test, the bar for other kids. He's super smart. He basically has everything memorized. But something happened where he lost his confidence or like a life moment happened and he didn't go to law school, didn't go to Harvard. So now he just takes the test for other kids and cheats for him. And he's somehow found by this big wig law guy at a big firm. And the guy is just like, you're really smart. I don't care that you don't have a law degree. We'll just con everyone and make them think you do. And that's basically the first episode. And then every other episode is kind of building on that. This kid who doesn't have a law degree working for this guy who does.
Yeah.
But he's still working as a lawyer.
And so it's kind of the thing that keeps you watching. Like, when is his boss going to find out that his assistant isn't actually a
the boss knows, bar but certified the boss's lawyer. Boss doesn't know.
Right.
Right. I don't think it's...
When's it all going to come crumbling down?
No lawyer would ever be like, you know what, kid? You're scruffy and I think you're cool and you're really smart. Like, I'm going to risk everything, even though you don't have a law degree.
Well, that's what makes the show, makes you keep watching the show.
No lawyer would do that. I'm going to risk my license.
The writers know how to keep people hooked.
Meghan Markle, excellent. The acting, excellent. It's really fun.
Yeah.
It's fun to be like, Meghan, you're going to be the princess. She doesn't know during Suits. That's the fun part for
me. Oh, really?
Yeah, like, she doesn't know she's going to be the Duchess of Sussex. Yeah, she was done acting in that show when she married Harry. Maybe not when she was dating him, but when she married him, she was done acting in that show. So the whole show, she doesn't know she's going to be a princess.
Here's something else we've been watching. We turn this on before every Disney trip that we go on. Provost Park Pass.
He walks you through Disney World or Disneyland or Disneyland Paris. He has tons of videos where he like goes in depth or he does like a whole park overview or he rides his favorite rides or tells you the secrets. We are amping our kids up to go to Disney World this September. And the last time we went, George was like 2.5, maybe 3. James was 2. So they don't remember anything. And we're learning so much about Animal Kingdom and Epcot. Like, we're so excited. What'd you learn about Animal Kingdom?
They have, I haven't watched the Animal Kingdom.
Oh, I thought you watched it with George and James. You were telling me about it.
Oh yeah. I learned that from a different website, but there, so you take the train.
PSA,
I've never ridden this train.
I've gone my whole life to Animal Kingdom.
It's up near where you get on the safari. There's a train you go on apparently, and you go on the ride and it takes you through the jungle and you land at this place where there's a little petting zoo and exhibits and you can learn about zoology and things, and we're totally going to do that with our kids. And there's a secret passage, a secret trail to get to Avatar Land from like the Africa area where you watch the Lion King.
The gorillas. Oh yeah.
It's like right next to Lion King. There's a back, like not as oft trodden path to get to Avatar Land. So we're going to walk that path. They say it's really beautiful. And George said he really wants to watch the 4D Bugs Life video under the Tree of Life.
Yeah, I watched that when I was 10.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. And Amanda and Chris said that they don't let their kids go on the dinosaur ride.
Who's Amanda and Chris?
For Provost Park Pass.
Oh, his name is Chris.
Yeah, Chris.
Oh, okay.
The dinosaur ride is a little dated and a little scary, a little intense kids.
I think we went last time.
Me and you did it and we were like, man, this isn't even pleasant. It's just rocking and jarring you the whole time.
As a kid, I loved it though. It's going to blow their minds.
Let's do it. And the kids play area up there in Dino Land.
I can't believe I've been there and never done the petting zoo.
I know.
My love for petting zoos. We were sitting there. It's so great.
When we first booked this, we were like, what are we going to do in Animal Kingdom all day? No. Are we going to need to make that a park hopper day?
Dallin's he's like, we need this hour by hour. We need to know if this is going to fill our day, because then if it's not, we need to fill our day with something else on the schedule. I'm more like, it's going to be great, man. Like, it's Disney World, I'm sure. Mm-hmm. I'm sure there's something there.
Anyways, all this talk of Disney World has brought up more talk of should we move to Florida again or not.
Right. This trip is very much for me, let's go to Disney World. And Dallin's like, he's feeling it out hard.
We got another email from Leslie Lyman. Hi, Dashleys. I've followed you guys for years, but recently started listening to podcasts again. They're my favorite thing to have playing in the background while I work. However,
Leslie,
sometimes
I get looks
from my coworkers when I start randomly laughing. Dallin accidentally grabbing your sister's butt made me literally laugh out loud.
Oh, when was that? Was that at our last reunion?
Yeah.
We're going back. It's going to happen again.
I know. I just listened to your podcast. I mean, I don't plan on grabbing your sister's butt.
We all know.
I just listened to your podcast about moving to Orlando, and my husband and I have gone back and forth on it for years. If it were up to my husband, we would already live there and no longer have to deal with Iowa winters. I struggle with the move the most, as we have 3 kids and all of our family lives in Iowa and help out with our kids a lot. Disney is our family's happy place, and we try to go to Orlando as often as we can or on Disney cruises. So fun.
You
she used plural.
Like,
she's been on more than one Disney
Listen,
cruise.
Listen, we're going to be there in September. Should we say the dates?
Sure.
10th through the 19th. If you're come to Disney World, we should post our itinerary.
Okay. Anyways, I just wanted to say hi, that we're also in the same boat trying to decide if we should move to Orlando full time or at the very least buy a vacation home and spend the winters there. Love, Leslie.
Okay, so
dude, Leslie, we've had all those same thoughts.
We moved to St. George and we don't have the, like, if Dallin in Utah, remember the great debacle of should we move or not to Georgia? Uh-huh. Dallin was not super. He was like, I'll do it for you because I love you. But he didn't want to do it. If at any moment during that time, Dallin had been like, you know what? I don't know about Georgia, but I'll go to Orlando. I would have packed. We would have been packed, driving out happily, ready to go. It would have happened in like a second. Now we live in St. George and I have gotten rid of the winter. It's so nice here. I have friends here. Now I am the one who's like, I don't know, man. We have a good thing going. Maybe we shouldn't move to Florida.
I know, we love
I
it
wish
here.
Like, I wish how you are now could have been how you were when I was ready to leave Utah.
I'm just giving you the mental space to think about it rather than
me?
Well, yeah, because I was so digging my heels in against it became this thing where you were defending Georgia, even though maybe you didn't totally 100% want to move there. I just wasn't giving you the mental space to think about it rationally.
I was so afraid. Like, there was a lot that went into it, but like, a chunk of my fear was that we would get out there and you would be like, hey, I hate this.
Yeah.
Like, big fear. If you had just been like, I don't know about Georgia, but let's do Orlando, I would have been like, oh my gosh, yeah, like that's only a state away from my family. That's a place you want to go to. Like, let's do it. It's just, it's a lot to move.
It is.
And I feel like we moved in this place that we live in now, like checks like 7 of my 10 boxes. And I don't know what Orlando's going to check, probably 7 or 8 of them. And it's kind of like, is it worth the move for me right now? Mm-hmm. But for you, now you're the one. I never thought our lives would flip-flop and you would be like, Ash, let's move across the country. Let's move back east. And I would be like, no, Utah's the best. I love it here.
Yeah.
Would have never thought.
Yep. Speaking of Disney, Disney's stock is at the lowest it's been in 9 years.
You know what you should do? You should buy.
Buy some Disney stock?
No, don't. But like...
Let's do it.
That's what you should do.
Who knows, man? Park attendance is down this year at Disney World. Month to month. Down like 10-ish percent from last year, I think, according to one article that I read.
It's supposed to not even be busy at all.
So we're going in the beginning of September, which is supposed to be the least busy, one of the least busy times of the year. Hoping that we, have to wait in a lot of lines.
Do you want to hear a news article that blew my mind?
Are we moving on to the news article segment of the podcast?
Yeah, it makes me antsy to talk about moving, so.
Okay.
I'm just going there to be at Fort Wilderness and be happy.
Okay.
And if I fall in love with the farmer's market, then maybe I do. Florida just doesn't even work for a vacation home for us. It'd be like, hey, sweetie, you want to drive 37 hours to our vacation home?
And sure. I'd be like, let's take the next week of drive.
I definitely don't want that. Okay, guess what happened in Washington? We were just there.
What? A flood?
No, there's in Washington, the city is Tacoma.
Okay.
Near there. We were near there. There's a restaurant named Frugal's. It's like a old-fashioned like shake.
This is an outbreak?
Place. Yeah. 3 people are dead and 3 people are hospitalized after drinking a milkshake.
Ugh.
Listen, when I go to these burger dives, the milkshake always feels like the safest option compared to the meat. But they all got listeria.
Huh.
And now there's just, that place needs to close. No one's ever going to go there again. What even is listeria? How do you even get it? I'm looking it up right now.
What is?
Listeria is a genus of bacteria that acts as an intracellular parasite in mammals.
Gross.
Okay, that didn't help me. Where? What? How do you know if... What is a serious infection caused by the germ listeria? People usually become ill with listeriosis after eating contaminated food. The disease primarily affects pregnant women, newborn, older adults, and people with weakened immune systems. What foods are risky? Raw sprouts, raw milk, meats, seafood, and cheese.
Huh.
That's all I can give you.
Okay.
Okay, so never eat out again because nothing is safe. Do you have an article for me, darling?
I did
was
not
that your
come
article
prepared
on Disney?
With an article, probably talking about the news. I guess the presidential debates were last night.
I feel so just like...
We didn't watch. We watched clips of them and they're all just trying to talk over each other and be bold and stuff.
One of the greatest television moments of our marriage was during the Republican national debates with like when Donald Trump first hit the scene. Dallin and I literally got a gym membership.
It turned it from this boring political thing to a reality TV show. It was like WWF.
Yeah, it was uncomfortable. It was shocking. Things that were said, it was just like, we just laughed on the treadmill. We were on the treadmill longer than we've ever been in our lives watching these debates.
Never been
and
fitter.
It was so funny. And then now it's happening again and it doesn't feel this funny. It just feels boring and like they're screaming at each other and I just don't care.
Well, I mean, Moshe got on the next morning. He's like, reality check here. All these bold claims that they're saying they're going to do when they're elected president, none of it can get done unless it gets 60 or more votes in Congress and that's just right. Not going to happen for a lot of these things. So they can make all these bold claims all they want, but
I feel like that's how I kind of am like, I've like grown up a little bit and I'm just like, whatever, you guys are just going to keep fighting.
Right.
I don't know.
Yeah. And Donald Trump didn't even show up.
He's not going to. I think that's his strategy, or at least this morning, that's what you told me his strategy
was. I mean, it kind of is it makes sense.
I don't know. I don't know any of them. I don't know who I like. I don't even know. I don't even know what the Democrats are doing. Is it Joe Biden?
I don't know.
Does anyone know? Is Joe Biden the candidate?
Look it up.
Is Joe Biden the Democratic? Have they decided? Who do you think? Look up the Republican candidates and let's make a claim
right now.
Let's decide.
I guess.
I think think he is the candidate. Well, oh no, he's expected to win the 2024 nomination.
Oh, okay.
Like, I think that he's being backed by the Democratic Party. Okay.
So here are the 2024.
Let me see a picture. I'll look it up.
Candidates.
Okay, you tell me the names.
Donnie himself, Donald Trump, Ron DeSantis, Vivek Ramaswamy.
Where did he come from?
No idea. Never seen him or heard of him before in my life. Oh, again, I'm not really involved in following politics
Mike
a lot.
Mike Huckabee is back in.
Mike Pence. Okay. Nikki Haley.
Tim Scott.
Tim Scott.
Doug Burgum.
Chris Christie. Doug Burgum.
I don't know. Okay.
Asa Hutchinson.
I don't know who that is.
Larry Elder. Will Hurd. Perry Johnson. I do not know.
Okay.
A lot of these people. I thought Robert Kennedy Jr. was going to be on.
Maybe he's an independent.
Maybe.
Okay. Do you want to make your guess? Who do you think's going to do it?
Who's going to make it?
This isn't like who you hope makes it. This is just who you think.
Well, I mean, I guess the safe claim would be Donald Trump because he's the
You think he'll get it?
Front runner.
You really think he'll get it though?
I don't know. Unless he goes to prison.
This is what I think is going to happen.
His mugshot is being released tomorrow.
Oh my gosh.
Isn't that weird?
Okay.
Rudy's Giuliani's was already released.
This
is not normally a political podcast.
Okay. Here's what I think is going to happen. I feel like I'm betting on horses.
Okay.
Okay. Ready? I think it's going to come down to Ron DeSantis, Mike Pence, and Nikki Haley.
You think Nikki Haley will?
I think she's going to.
And not Donald Trump.
I just think it's just
He's by far and wide the front runner.
Is he really?
Uh-huh.
Can we just take him out of it and make guesses on if Donald Trump wasn't there?
Sure.
No, okay, you go Donald Trump. I don't think he's going to get it. I think it's going to get crazy and things are going to happen. Okay, that's my prediction. I think he's just going to get so, like, everything's going to be pointed at him that he's going to fall and it will be someone else. And I think it'll be Nikki Haley and Ron DeSantis in some form.
All right. Who are you man crushing on lately? The cruise director? No, I don't even know who our cruise director was.
I don't think I even knew the cruise director.
Yeah, we didn't go to any shows.
I don't have any man crushes lately. I've been crushing on Taylor Swift's Reputation album. My friend was talking to me about it and I was like, Reputation is the only album I don't have a lot to say about it. And she was like, Ashley, it's the best one. And she just kept going on and on about the flow of the songs and like how it's so good. And so I started listening to it and it's so good. Listen to it all day. James knows every word to Look What You
if
Made
If you pray
Me Do.
Hard enough, you can become a Reputation album
and now
person.
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
And I would totally dress up as the Reputation era if I went to a concert one day. Probably never because...
We should do it in 2024. We should freaking do it.
She'll probably stop having concerts forever.
I know. That's why. That's like Costco. When they bring out your favorite stuff, you got to buy it or else you never know if they'll bring it back
again. Everyone
feels
that way and they're all paying $3,000 for the top of the stadium.
Is it really that much?
It's more. It's like $5,000 for the very top seat.
Taylor Swift 2024 tour. Taylor Swift tour 2024. StubHub, Vivid Seats. Heaven knows I ain't going to do Ticketmaster. She's going international a lot in 2024. And I don't want to do that. I do not want to do that.
Do we have any more emails?
Brazil, Japan. Just come to Vegas. It's only 2 hours away from us. Vegas? Yeah, it's all over other places in the world.
She finished her LA shows and now she's gone.
I guess they deserve to see Taylor too. All right. Well, there are more emails.
Give them to
none me. About Florida, but here we go. Oral Caribbean emailed us saying, come back on another cruise.
I was like, what?
And pay for it. It's not them offering.
Those are the best emails. Remember when that happened with Disney?
I know. It was like the happiest. That was a high point in our career.
That must be what it feels like to get into heaven.
From the beginning.
They're like, you're in.
All right. From the beginning, we said, I just want Disney to sponsor us. And then it finally happened. That was so fun.
I don't know if it'll ever happen again. Because we've talked to some of the people and they're like, haven't you gone back?
No, we've talked to a lot who said they have gone back.
No, I know. And we haven't.
Well, it's like a once a year thing, right?
No, some people have gone back again.
Oh.
Yeah, there's like a club. I was talking to someone and she was telling me it's like this creators group. I don't know.
They've already gone back since.
Some of them have already gone back. Yeah.
Darn it.
Well, the lady, the girl we ate dinner with a lot, she's gone back.
Dang it.
Yeah. The other girl we ate dinner with has also gone back.
Okay. Well, maybe we'll get invited to the big thing again. I just want to go on another Disney sponsored trip at cruise. Okay. That was so sweet. Okay. Emails. A suggestion for your grapes. Make creamy grape salad. Because Ashley did a post about how she has 5,000 grapes and doesn't know what to do with them.
Oh, I froze them and I ate one yesterday because I've been afraid to eat them.
Was it good?
Because they kind of changed color when you froze them.
Yeah.
It was great. You need to try one. It's like, kind of tastes freeze dried, but it's not.
Okay.
It's not hard. Like I thought it would break my teeth and be hard, but it's not. It's like soft ice. That's the texture, like a soft ice, like biting into our ice machine ice.
I should try one.
You should.
Here's another one from Allie. Hey guys, my name's Allie. I've sent you a painting before. I probably should send an updated family one. Aw, thanks, Allie.
Thank you.
We would love one. Anyway, I'm writing today because I was listening to your last podcast and related so much to Ashley. There were many instances where I was like, this can't be real. LOL.
What did
I also kept my last name when I got married and now have four names because I didn't want to give it up.
And every time we go to the airport, there's issues because Dallin didn't put all four of my names on the ticket or... He did, or it does, like every time.
Yeah.
Do you want to know what else is an issue at the airport? James. So we fly out of Las Vegas a lot, and there's a big like anti-trafficking campaign in that airport. I think maybe all of them, but there's posters everywhere. And so like with kids, when you like check in with kids, they ask like, all right, where's George? And like George will raise his hand and they'll be like, all right, where's Violet? And we'll point to Violet. And then they like look and they see that we have a girl and the last ticket says James. And they don't say, all right, where's James? They go, what's your name, sweetheart? And she's like, like she always forgets her name when we check in. I don't know. And then
we're like, James, say James.
And then she's like, James. And then they're like, what's your last name? Because they think we're the like, they don't think we're trafficking her, but a red flag has been sent off because we have a girl baby, a girl child, and we have a boy child ticket name. And so then they're like, what's your last name? And James, the last two times has been like, I don't know. I forgot. And we're like, it's so awkward. And then the last two times they've been like, okay, fine. You can just go through. But you know, like there's some flags going off and it's only a matter of time before we get interrogated.
I think you're exaggerating that out of anxiety a little bit, but they do ask her.
They don't do that.
They don't do
it
with
George.
They do it with James.
Every time. What is your last name?
Yeah.
Are these your parents? They asked her that one time.
They did?
Yeah.
No, I don't remember that.
They did because you're like figuring out tickets and stuff. And James does not, she's just like, who?
Well, James kind of just, she has this airy
personality.
Like
silly and or she gets nervous and doesn't know what to say. And she goes, I don't know.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Well, that would be, Vegas apparently has a big issue with that. All the bathrooms have posters about trafficking.
Yeah, but
call
they
this
ask
number
James every time we spend like an extra 30 seconds making sure James is our child.
Didn't foresee that.
Didn't foresee that.
So now I put James Josephine on all of her tickets.
Yeah, because that's technically
Josephine
her first name.
Is her full first name. Okay, she goes on. She said, I even tried to convince my husband to take up my last name. We also got married quick. We knew quite early that we wanted to be married because we got married July 2014. We only waited because my husband had to finish high school first. Oh, wow. Nice. They did get married early. LOL. We are 1 month apart and 1 month and 3 days apart in age. It would be splendiferous if my husband enjoyed watching Bringing Up Bates and gardening, but sadly he doesn't.
Oh my gosh. The greatest show.
Yeah. I've been watching since George was little and you all lived in the apartment. I love how you have grown. I want to thank you for always posting. I truly relate to you all. I hope you have a great week. Positive vibes, Allie.
Thanks, Allie.
Allie, that was a great email. Thanks so much.
That's been like one of the greatest things about doing what we do is meeting, like making friends is really hard for me. Just like shy and don't know how to like interject into conversations, but like realizing/actually meeting people who are like, I'm just like you. Like I like bringing up baits and gardening just like you, like not feeling like the weird girl in the room. Cause I think like introverts/shy people are always like, I just have that like inner dialogue. Like, well, you're probably too weird for this group. I don't know. They're probably cooler than you. But to like realize there's so many people out there who like actually like what I like has been so cool. And then to meet them, that's how I met like my best friend here. She came up to me and she was like, I know you have a hard time making friends. We like all the same things. Do you want to go to the Children's Museum? And I was like, yes. And yeah. Now we hang out every
day. That's how you become friends with Ashley.
She was just like, I know you have, you struggle.
If you're ever wondering.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, this one's from Sarah. Hi, y'all. I'm not really sure what to even say, but I just wanted to come on and tell you that your family is such a sweet little family and makes my day. The passion y'all five have for each other and the things y'all like is so inspiring. Your kids are flat out awesome. Quirky, just like my 20-year-old daughter and I. My 17-year-old son and my hubby are too, but they are very quiet around others. I wish we lived closer so we could hang out. I need extroverted introvert friends like y'all so bad.
Yes.
Anyway, keep up the amazing work you're doing for your kids and family. From Sarah.
Describes us so well.
Thanks, Sarah.
Tomorrow for a date, we have to. That's what I say. What? We are going on a date tomorrow and we have a party that we're going on. That was the main reason we have a babysitter. And like introvert as me is like, if we're going to a party, I need to like go for a walk. Mm-hmm. I'm excited for the party, but like, I just need to go for a quiet walk with you before the party. I feel like introverted.
Well, I love going for
like
walks.
I like going to parties. I just need to fill my introvert cup mm-hmm. and feel like I've had like quiet, secluded time before mm-hmm. I go do that. Or it just feels like
where should we walk? So many fun trails around St. George.
I know. Let's go to a new one.
Okay. We will. One more email from Catherine. Hi, Dallin and Ashley. I love your videos and podcasts. I've been a fan for a few years now. I love going back to see the videos that I've missed, and it makes me feel like we would be friends in real life. I'm from New Brunswick, Canada. So if you ever come to the Maritimes, hello, Prince Edward Island.
Yes, we're going next year.
And I'll tell you.
We haven't planned it, but next year I want to go.
For anniversary, 10 year.
Would you do that?
Yes.
For me?
Uh-huh. Already booked it.
I don't know if you understand like the amount of reenactments and like cottages we'll walk through.
I'll prepare starting now. All right. So if you ever come to the Maritimes, hello, Prince Edward Island, let me know and I'll tell you all the best spots to visit. All right. Please email again, Catherine, and tell us all the best spots.
Because for real, that's what I want to do. I've been wanting to go my whole life. It's my favorite book. I've read it 1,000 times. I've read all, there's like 10 in the series. They're just so beautiful and good. And I've always wanted to go there. And I decided a couple months ago that we're going next year, either with our kids or without. We could go without too. If we couldn't get a babysitter, I just wanted to all go. And I just want my kids to play on the same beach that Anne of Green Gables played on.
Okay.
She's a fictional character and didn't exist. But did you know the author, L.M. Montgomery? I feel like I wrote a paper on her. I feel like when she initially published the book, she published it as L.M. because if you were a female writer, you didn't sell as many books as a male writer.
Oh.
But she's like, it was a girl, Lucy Montgomery. Anyways, I always thought that might be not true, but I've always believed that. So I thought it was really cool.
Fun.
Okay, I have to go pick up George from school. So you guys, this has been a wonderful talk. A wonderful chit chat.
Well, there's the rest of Catherine's email. Do we leave right now?
No, you can read it.
Okay. My husband and I are expecting our first baby in November and we're so excited but nervous because there's so much we still don't know. He really wants a boy. I really want a girl, but we'll both be thrilled either way. We don't find out for another month till July 13th. Oh, this email's a little old, so they know by now.
Tell us what you
have. Do you have any tips for parents?
Having.
Yeah, you'll have to email us. Tell us, in addition to the Prince Edward Island tips, tell us if you're having a boy or girl, Catherine.
We'll tell you what to name it.
And we'll tell you, and we'll give you the name. Do you have any tips for both parents, for parents of boys versus girls, or just any other favorite advice you would give to first-time parents? Hope this makes it on the podcast, Catherine.
I would just be very gentle with yourself and not have expectations of yourself as the woman, the girl, the one who created the baby.
Expect to not have any expectations.
Just expect to just really plan on taking it slower. I don't know. We did it better with Violet. I feel like with the other kids, we were like, well, we had a baby. We better get back to normal life. And it's just like not normal for a lot of months for me.
It'll never be quote unquote normal. You have a new normal.
I mean, even just
but it's not the old normal.
It's just like emotional and like hard internally. There's just like a lot of really big feelings that you're not used to constantly feeling. Like explosive amounts of love and like sadness at the passing of time and like explosive amounts of love and connection. And then also like anxiety and like fear, just like taking your baby places, doing new things with your baby, leaving your baby. It's just like emotionally like a roller coaster for me. Some ladies just like thrive. I didn't. So just be prepared not to thrive and or to thrive and just be gentle with yourself, whatever you do. And both are normal. And like, You'll be fine eventually in a year. It all comes back.
Yeah.
And it's there. Like, even if it's hard, it's fun and different.
Yep.
That's what I tell people when they're like, what's your like having a baby advice? And I always tell them, like, literally for me, like, every worst case scenario happened having the babies. Like, George, emergency C-section. James, there were like complications, and we had like natural labor and then a C-section and then complications. And Violet, I had preeclampsia, and like, it was just like the worst case scenario every time, like compared to just a, okay, like I went into labor and now I'm going to have my baby and it's chill. But it was still like, looking back, like the most beautiful, like treasured memories. And like, each time was just like so beautiful and happy, like meeting them and having them. And you kind of like forget that it was not the plan. Mm-hmm. So it's just like, whatever happens, it's not like, there's no like perfect way, because they're all pretty, like, they're just all beautiful kind of.
My advice would be to just be present as much as possible. And if you have to juggle a lot of balls, let other balls drop metaphorically so that you can be present with your baby. And when it's moving slowly, AKA when it gets really hard, just remember that this too shall pass, and don't fall into the cognitive distortion that this will last forever, because it won't. The first few months are super go time, grind it out so hard. The next few months after that are still hard, but a little easier. The next few months after that gets a little easier. After the first year, hopefully they're like sleeping through the night and you're sleeping through the night too. But just remember when it gets hard that this too shall pass. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Love you guys. Thanks for listening. Email us isnhstpodcast@gmail.com. That's isnhstpodcast@gmail.com with any comments or questions or things you want us to chat about on the podcast. And thanks for listening. You guys are the reason we get to do what we do. And supporting the podcast means a lot, and it helps us continue doing this for free. So if you want to become a supporter, you can do that on Spotify. Next podcast, we'll shout out all the names of our supporters. So if you want to be shouted out at the end of the next podcast, go become a supporter on Spotify. We greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. Regardless, just thanks for being here, and we'll see you next time.